Could I welcome you all along to our children's evening service this evening? We're glad to see you here. We, the boys and girls, were taking part in the service this morning, and our hearts were really warmed and blessed. And I know they went home and went to bed this afternoon, and they had a good rest, and they're all full of energy and strength, and they're ready to sing to us again this evening. I remember hearing about a Sunday school teacher, and she was teaching the class, and she asked the class, "Why is it necessary that you be quiet when you come into church?" And one little girl put up her hand, and she said, "Do you know the answer?" She says, "Yes, it is because the people are sleeping." Well, if you sleep in church tonight, I want to tell you, you're going to miss out because the children were really excellent this morning. We're glad to see you, and we know that you'll be blessed as you hear the children and also hear the Word of God this evening. We're going to commence our service by singing the hymn 314, "My Happy Soul Rejoices, the Sky is Bright Above. I'll join the heavenly voices and sing redeeming love." We'll stand while we sing. At this stage of our service, I'm going to hand over to our Sunday School Superintendent, Mr. Samuel Dummigan. Our brother is going to lead us to the throne of grace and prayer, and then he's going to introduce the program by the Sunday School for the service this evening.
Let's all pray. Boys and girls, eyes closed, heads bowed. We're going to talk to God. Father in heaven, we come into thy most holy presence in Jesus' name. We'll thank thee, Lord, we can come. And Lord, as we come, Lord, we come, we'll thank thee. We've been singing about this power in Jesus' blood. And that's, Lord, how we can come on to you through Christ our Saviour. And we'll thank thee, Father, for the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We heard this morning. We thank thee, Lord, for what we heard this morning. Thank thee for all the children that you've brought in today. Lord, for keeping them safe through the day. We pray for them as they sell their pieces, take nervousness away from them and help them in every way. And Father, we pray for the whole congregation. We thank thee for bringing them in. We pray for their families. Lord, watch over us. And Lord, we thank thee that the word of God gives us clear direction. Only Christ can save. Only his blood can cleanse. And we'll thank thee that there is power in Jesus' blood. Lord, undertake for the whole service. We pray for the Reverend McKee as he tells a story. Lord, undertake for him. Help him. Fill him with thy spirit. Fill us all with thy spirit. We pray for thy presence and thy power. And Lord, we thank thee, Lord, that hymn goes, God loved the world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall. Salvation full at highest cost, he offers free to all. Oh, 'twas love, 'twas wondrous love, the love of God to me that brought my Saviour from above to die on Calvary. Well, thank thee for Calvary. Thank thee for the cross. And Lord, we pray that will be lifted up high tonight. And Lord, that the promise is you'll draw all men unto thyself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this stage, I'm going to ask our clerk of session, Mr. Ian Todd, to give the necessary announcements, please. Thank you.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're very welcome along to our evening Children's Day service. It's good to see so many out this evening. I'd like to give a warm welcome to the boys and girls once again, and to mummies and daddies, and to the rest of the family members and to visitors with us tonight. And may the Lord bless us as we have met together in this fashion tonight to worship him. I'd like to give a very special welcome to our guest speaker for tonight, the Reverend Ryan McKee from Maharafelt. And you're very welcome as you've joined with us, brother. I give you a welcome to your wife as well. And we trust the Lord will bless us as we listen to his word here tonight. Just a few announcements, as I had mentioned this morning, folks. I'll try not to be too long. First of all, a reminder that after this service, there will be a supper in the Minor Hall, and everyone is welcome to wait for that supper. And there's plenty for everyone. And hopefully we'll have a good time of fellowship after the service. Please don't rush away. If you can possibly stay, you'd be very welcome at that time of fellowship this evening. The midweek meeting will be on Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Reverend Murray, God willing, will be the speaker at our Tuesday meeting. Then on Friday, we have a continuation of our open-air meetings. Last week, we had to move it from the location that we had planned, but this week it will be in Mournview at 7:30, God willing. And if you're available on Friday night to attend the open airs, you'd be most welcome to join with the team there. The annual Sunday school trip will be on Saturday the 18th of June. We'll just mention that, but our superintendent will speak more on that later on. Next Lord's Day, the services will be at the usual times of 11:30 in the morning, 7 p.m. at night. Reverend Murray, God willing, will be the speaker next Lord's Day, and the times of prayer will be in the committee room 45 minutes before each service. Next Lord's Day is also our audiovisual fund Sunday, and I'd ask you please to keep that in mind in your giving towards the Lord's work next Lord's Day. A reminder about the Portadown Christian School's annual barbecue fun night and auction, which will be held on Friday the 24th of June at 7 p.m. The price for entrance for adults is £10, for children ages 3 to 12 is £5, food is included, and that event will be held at the Portadown Church in Lavachery Gardens. And then also just a reminder that the little leaflets are still available on the table there for the Lochearn Fundamentalist Convention, and that will be taking place at the beginning of August in our Enniskillen Church. There's enough information in the little booklets there if you feel free to lift one, take one on your way out tonight. And then also we have the latest edition of the Let the Bible Speak magazine. I'd better announce this tonight, as the editor is sitting in the service. So the Let the Bible Speak magazine is available free. Just on your way out, if you please lift one of those as well. Thank you very much.
Now we're going to have a big welcome piece from Sarah Quinn's class. We have Annie Russell, Annie McKee, Joshua McGaw, and Phoebe Cameron.
Welcome. We're not too long. We're glad to say, speak for Jesus on this day.
We're here to talk about Gudrun and Charlene Hitchin playing in the boat.
He shed his blood for all your sins, his open heart and destiny.
Be sure to listen to all we say. Repent and believe on Children's Day.
Now we're going to have a Bible reading by Richard Harvey's class, and it is 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 10, by Joshua Quinn, Zipporah Walker, Abby Russell, and Ben Buttery.
Bible reading, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 10. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And then these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in light, as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. But the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, cleanseth from us all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and if truth is not in us,
if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Well done. Now we're going to have Pauline Cartwright's class, a poem by Rebecca Watterson, Ali Graham, and Lucy Quinn.
Only the blood of Jesus, only the blood of Jesus can wash our sins away. The only thing that can cleanse and purify and bring a joyful day. If Jesus had not shed his blood for us, we would be forever lost. But he did pay the price for our salvation with his own blood on the cross.
Only the blood can take a black heart and make it pure white, to transform a sinner's life and deliver from awful plight. If not for the blood of the sinless Lamb of God, we could have no peace. But trusting in the crimson flow gives freedom, freedom from sin and sweet release.
Only the blood of Jesus can make our sins as white as snow, for when we ask for his mercy, his forgiveness we can know. Yes, only the blood, nothing else will do. Only the blood of Jesus poured out in Calvary on Calvary for me and you.
Well done, girls. Now we're going to have the whole Sunday School choir singing. And we're going to sing One Way, God Said, Rolled Away, Read Your Bible, Pray Every Day, and Why Worry? Now we're going to have Ruth Irwin's class. We have Evie Truesdale, Ruby Dummigan, Amelia Kay, Noah Dummigan, Bethany Russell, and Olivia McCullough.
the name of Jesus.
Only one name in the whole world can bring you joy and peace. The name that's for all peoples, from the greatest to the least. No matter your nationality or the color of your skin, the only name in which you call that can forgive you all your sins.
It matters not how rich you are or if you're barely getting by, the precious name on which you call will lift your spirits high. The name will remove every doubt and arouse many fears. The marvellous name has come to wipe away our tears.
Just call on the name of Jesus, ask him to change your heart. He'll forgive you every sin and offers a fresh start. All your burdens and guilt and sin he endured upon the cross, if not for his loving sacrifice, you'll still be condemned and lost.
The blood he shed redeemed you. His righteousness covers your sins. When God looks at you, he sees his Son, for his radiance shines from within. Proclaim the name of Jesus. You should never be ashamed, for of all the names throughout the world, it's a name above all names.
Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Well done, boys and girls. Now we're going to have hymn number 211. And there is a story sweet to hear, I love to tell it to. It fills my heart with hope and cheer, 'tis old yet ever new. Congregation, stand to sing, please.
Thank you.
At this stage, I would like to thank again all the children for doing so well. I'm sure you would all agree with me today. They've been just brilliant. And a big, big thank you also to all the teachers for the past term and for the bus drivers and the workers that really help us week by week. Again, without you, we couldn't have a Sunday school. God has really blessed this church, and I really mean that, with Sunday school teachers that we have. And I personally just thank God. I stand here thanking God for help he's given me, the strength he's given me, and everything that he's done for me. I just praise him for that. Well, good news, we have this Saturday is our Sunday school trip. And at the Sunday school trip, our first stop will be Dundonald Ice Bowl. And for the under 12s, they'll be going to Indiana Land. And for the over 12s, we'll be going bowling. And then we'll go to travel to Stormont Park. And we'll have a picnic lunch that will be provided by the Sunday school. Then we plan to return to the church for about 3:30 for games, fun on the bouncy castles and activities, followed by a barbecue at 5 o'clock. The church congregation is invited to join the Sunday school for the barbecue and games. And I do want to say to you that everybody is very, very welcome to come to the barbecue. And it will be really, really great to see you there. And also, you could use this opportunity to invite some family member or friends that you've tried to bring to the gospel meetings and haven't came to the gospel meetings yet. And this opportunity now might be a great icebreaker to get them to the barbecue and then hopefully to the gospel meetings some night. And if they do come, if they do plan to come, just put their names down on the list or tell me, because just for numbers. And I really do want to emphasise the barbecue for the church and for the Sunday school. And I really like to see a great turnout from the church. And don't forget to pray for good weather or great weather, because we'll need good weather for the day. I'll just hand it over to Reverend Murray. Thank you.
Yes, certainly I'd like to encourage you to come along on Saturday. Don't leave all those burgers for me to eat. They've got them ordered. And if you don't turn up, I might end up putting on a few extra pounds. You're very welcome along on Saturday. Also thank the members of the Sabbath School again for taking part. We enjoyed the messages and songs and the recitations as well. They warmed our hearts, and we thoroughly enjoyed your enthusiasm as well. It is my joy tonight to welcome as our speaker for our Children's Day service, the Reverend Ryan McKee. Our brother is the minister of our Calvary Free Presbyterian Church in Machrafelt. Also like to welcome his wife along to the service tonight as well. We were up in Machrafelt on Friday evening past for our presbytery meeting, and being in Machrafelt, the congregation there was examined, and it was so encouraging to hear the report that despite the difficulties of COVID and all the things of the past couple of years, of how God has been blessing our brother's ministry and how souls are being saved and the work is progressing, and we certainly rejoice in that. We were willing to ask our brother to come now and to speak to the boys and girls this evening.
I could do with a wee step, maybe. That's okay. Thank you. Well, it's lovely to be here tonight, and really enjoyed everything that took part, everyone that took part, I should say, and the songs were wonderful. It was great singing and great recitation, and well done to everybody, and that was a real blessing, and worth the drive down to hear boys and girls taking part. Well, I want to bring a lesson to you tonight, and what I'm going to do, first of all, before we start, is I want you to turn in your Bible to the most well-known verse of Scripture, John chapter 3 and verse number 16. But I want everybody to open it, if you have a Bible with you, and I want you to read it with me, read along as I read. And this is a wonderful, wonderful verse of Scripture. And it says in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. And we're going to just bow our heads in prayer and ask God to help us as we have our lessons. So just you close your eyes and ask for God to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for everything that's taken place tonight. And we rejoice in seeing so many boys and girls singing about the Lord Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that they'll not just know about Jesus, but they'll come to know him as their own and personal Savior. And that each one we saw standing at the front of this church building will be saved by the grace of God and washed in the blood and ready for heaven. We pray, Lord, for God's children here tonight. We pray for those who are saved that you'll bless us. And for those that are not yet saved, we pray that, Lord, you'll speak to their hearts tonight and empty me of self and sin. Fill me with thy Spirit and give me help to deliver the word of God to the glory of thy name. For it's in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Now, John chapter 3, verse 16 is the gospel, which just means good news about the Lord Jesus Christ in one little verse. So whenever you read the Bible, you'll find that the Lord Jesus took everyday objects and he shared the gospel through the everyday objects. And in the land where the Lord was, there were farmers going out to sow, and the Lord would have shown the seed and give a lesson about the seed and about the ground, and he would have given lessons about the water and about bread and all of those different things. And I want to bring you a lesson about the gospel tonight from something that you're all very, very familiar with. Now, I know there's a sad day coming up in a few weeks' time whenever school comes to a close and you don't have to be there anymore. Now, I'm going to ask you to put up your hand if you're going to be sad on the 30th of June. Who's going to be sad? There's a parent maybe going to be sad. Well, who's going to be happy to get off school for a while? Oh, good. Well, at least we're honest. That's good. Well, what I want to do is think about some things to do with school that teach us about the gospel. And if you're going to school tomorrow morning, you'll be able to think about some of these things and think about the lessons that there are in them. Now, what's the first thing you need if you're going to go to school tomorrow morning? What's the first thing you need before you leave the house that you must make sure you have with you? Yes? Yes, well, you need your school bag. And that's part of your school uniform, isn't it? And you all have a uniform, so whenever people look at the clothes that you're wearing, they know what school you belong to. And I'm sure you all belong to lots of different schools. I've got my old school uniform with me, so we're going to try and see if it fits. Goes back a year or two. Okay, just about. Does anybody know what school it is? No, anybody? No? It's Rainey and Mockerfeld. Anybody go there? Any? No, I'm just on my own tonight. That's okay. And boys and girls, you can go home and ask your parents to get out their school uniform and see if it still fits them. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to do tonight and see how it goes? Well, whenever people looked at me and Mockerfeld, they knew what school I belonged to, because of the badge and because of what I was wearing. I went to another place to learn for a little while as well. Anybody know? Oh, there's somebody. Yeah. It's a what? It's a tie. Anyone know where it's from? Or where? Who wears it? No? Yes, Whitfield College of the Bible. That's the tie. Mr. Murray, you wore this tie? Oh, sorry. No, he didn't. Well, he recognizes it. That's good. Well, if you go to Bible college now, you wear that tie. So whenever people look at you, they should know who you belong to. So while you look at this uniform and know the school I belong to, or look at the tie and know the Bible college I belong to, you know, you should be able to be looked at and people should know whom you belong. You see, boys and girls, you can only belong to one of two. You can either belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He can be your Lord. He can be your master. Or the reality is, you're under the authority or the control of the devil. You see, there's only two types of people in this world, and that's those who are saved and belong to the Lord Jesus, and those who are in their sin and on their way to a lost eternity. There's only two types of people in this church tonight: those who belong to the Lord and those who are lost in their sin. And I wonder tonight, which is your master? Is it sin or is it the Saviour? And my prayer is that if you're not saved tonight, you will come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, something that's very important in school. What's that? Yes, a ruler. Excellent. Now, way back a few years ago, before I became minister, I was a primary school teacher, and I taught P3 and P4. And many a time I said, I want you to write the date on the board, and I want you to use a ruler and put a line under it. And some people took the ruler and drew the line, and some people did this. And it wasn't a straight line at all, and I made them rub it out and do it again, because we were looking for a straight line. And a ruler is also used to measure. And you can measure in centimetres, you can measure in millimetres, or on the back you can measure in inches. And that reminds me about God's standard and God's rule and God's law. You see, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And I know sometimes we maybe look at other people and we say, well, that's a bad person, or that's a good person. And we measure them up and we decide what we think they are. But this ruler reminds us that as God sees us, we are all sinners. We're not like God. We're not holy. We're not perfect. We're born in sin. We're born breaking the law of God. And this reminds us that all have sinned. There's not one person. Doesn't matter if they're a minister or who they are, all are born as sinners. Now, there's something else that you'll need in school tomorrow. What's that? A pencil. And maybe some of you are excellent at writing and you've moved on a wee bit. And you need a pen. Who would like to write with that tomorrow? Well, I imagine it would be quite difficult. What does this remind us? Well, it reminds us that in school, we have to record our work, don't we? So whenever there's spellings done tomorrow, the teacher might say, well, I want you to write down the word house. And you'll have to take your pencil and write it down. And that's a record of the fact that you either know how to spell the word house or that you don't. So it's one of two things, okay? So it's a record. And this reminds me that everything that you and I do is recorded. And it's not with a pencil in a book, and it's not with a pen in a book on earth, but it's recorded in the books of heaven. Everything that you have ever done, every word you've ever said, every thought you've ever had, every place you've ever been, everything that you've ever done, God has a record of every single thing about you and about me. He knows all those things that we've long forgotten about. You know, in Genesis chapter 6, whenever we read about Noah, there is a little phrase in verse number 5. It says, "And God saw." And God sees all, and God knows all, and God has a record of all, and someday, if we're not saved, we'll have to stand before God and give an account of all those sinful things that we have done. God sees everything. God sees you tonight. And the Bible says God doesn't see as man sees, because we look on the outward appearance, but God looks in the heart. And I can see that everybody's made an effort to be here tonight. You've obviously washed your face, you've combed your hair, you've put on good clothes to come to God's house tonight. But God's looking at your heart. And does he see someone who loves him, a heart that's been saved and washed in Jesus' blood, or is it a heart that is still full of sin? Now, I'm not going to ask the adults to put up their hands, or maybe they will. Did anybody get one of these at school? Oh, Mr. Murray, you have such a good congregation. You'll have no bother with these people. Nobody was ever in any trouble. This is great. Well, this is a detention card. And you get a detention or a punishment whenever you do something wrong. This person says, I will not sleep in class again. They're writing lines for doing something wrong. Maybe you don't get detention in primary school, but maybe if you do something wrong, you lose out at break time. You don't get to go outside to play, or you don't get to do a fun activity, or maybe you're kept in for a little while. But that reminds us that there is punishment for doing something wrong. There's punishment for sin. And you know, maybe there are things that you've done wrong at school and the teacher didn't find out about and you weren't punished. Or maybe there are things you've done at home and your mum and dad don't know about and you haven't been punished. But there's no escape from God's punishment because our sins must be dealt with. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. In other words, if we die as sinners, then we'll go to that awful place called hell. But there is wonderful, wonderful news tonight that even though we're born in sin and on our way to hell, the Bible says in Romans 5 verse 8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And on the cross of Calvary, Christ not only died for us, but he died as us. He died as a substitute. Now you know what a substitute is. It's someone who takes someone else's place in a game of football. Sometimes a player is injured or gets tired or isn't playing well, and a substitute comes in to play in their place. You know, boys and girls, we all deserve to die for our sins. We deserve hell. But the Lord Jesus Christ came and took our place and died on the cross and took the punishment for the sinner. He took the punishment for my sin, for all the wrong things I've done and all the wrong things I've said and all the wrong things that I have committed in my life. The Lord Jesus took the punishment for sinners. Something else then that we will maybe use tomorrow, especially if you're using a pencil. What's that? Yes, isn't it? And it says, for really big mistakes, because it's a very big rubber. And this is something that we use to rub out the mistakes on our page. So if you maybe do a sum tomorrow and you go up and the teacher says, that's wrong, do it again. You'll maybe go and rub out the answer and try and write in the correct answer again. Maybe your handwriting isn't very neat and the teacher makes you rub it all out again so that you are able to do it properly. No, boys and girls, we can't take away our sin. And we can't make our hearts clean, and we can't rub out the record of our sin, but the Lord Jesus Christ can. He is the only one who is able to wash away our sin, and it's only through the Lord Jesus' blood that our sins can be washed away. That's why he died. That's why he shed his blood on the cross, that he might save us from our sins. There's a lovely verse in Isaiah 44 and verse number 22. And this is what the Lord tells his people. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. I blotted them out. Our sins are taken away. And whenever you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, then he takes away the record of your sin. He takes away the uncleanness of your sin and he saves you. And that's wonderful. That means you're no longer on your way to hell, but you're on your way to heaven. That means that sin is no longer your master, but Jesus is. That means that even the moment you die on this earth, you will open your eyes in heaven. You know, that's the most important thing in life. I know some people live to make as much money as they can, or to become as famous as they can, or to get as many possessions as they can, and that's all they worry about. But all that truly matters in life is to know that you're saved, to know that your sins have been forgiven and that you are on your way to heaven. And you might say, but minister, I'm very, very young. Sure, I don't need to worry about this now. The Bible says now is the day of salvation. Right now is the best time to be saved. We don't know if we've got another day. We don't know if we'll see tomorrow, but we can know that if you ask the Lord Jesus to save you, that you will be saved by him. I was 7 years old when I became a Christian. I was in the hospital. I had just come through an operation. And I remember I was lying in hospital. And as I listened, I heard about someone who had died somewhere else in the hospital. And I remember that night thinking, what if that was me? And like you, I had gone to Sunday school every Sunday and children's meeting on a Wednesday night. And my Sunday school teachers told me about the Lord Jesus and about how he died for sinners. And they told me how to be saved. And that night I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart and take away my sin and take me to heaven to be with him when I died. And there was nobody else around that night. But I knew that the Lord Jesus Christ had saved me. I wonder, have you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save you? You can ask even in the seat that you're sitting in tonight. As you sit in church, you can say, Lord Jesus, save me tonight. Clean my heart and make me right. Take me to heaven. Well, boys and girls, you can come now to him. You know, whenever you become a Christian, the Bible says that we're new creatures. Things are different. And we have to be different as Christians. We have to live as Christians. And the Bible tells us how to do that. So there's a few things I just want to leave before you as we close tonight. Now, what is that? Maybe some of the older people would recognize this more than anybody else. But yes? Well, it's a horse, but it's a book about horses or a book about a farm. It's a reading book. And I'm sure some people maybe recognize those type of ladybird reading books. And you maybe done some of those in school, or Peter and Jane, or Chip and Biff, I think, is the current one, isn't it? Yep, okay, you're doing that one. Well, this talks to us about our language. And we learn how to read in school, and we learn how to write, and we learn how to speak properly so that we're able to communicate with each other. And you know, that's a real blessing, by the way. I know sometimes you think, oh, I have to go to school and I have to write and I have to learn. But there are boys and girls in the world tonight who haven't got that privilege. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to learn. So you'll be able to open your Bible and read it for yourself. And you'll be able to learn about the Lord Jesus and tell others about him. But this reminds us about our language and how our language must be different from the unsaved. And boys and girls, sometimes we hear people saying bad words. We hear people taking the Lord Jesus' name in vain. We hear people who are always complaining and they're always very negative. Well, as Christians, our language should be different from others. We should talk about Jesus. We should be able to tell others about the Lord Jesus. We should use our lips to invite others to come to Sunday school, to come to church. We should try and encourage other people. We should praise the Lord in prayer. We should use our lips and our language for the Lord. Now, there's something else in school which you either love or you hate. And I'll tell you, I don't like it. Who plays these? Or this, I should say. Excellent. Who likes this? One or two. Excellent. I used to teach recorder. Well, I don't really like to call it a musical instrument. I call it a piece of plastic with holes in it because it doesn't really sound very nice. I don't really like it. But what does it remind us of? It reminds us of music. It reminds us of activities. And you know, boys and girls, whenever we're saved, our music and our activities and the things that we do should be different. They should bring glory to God. And I was so blessed tonight to hear you singing about the Lord Jesus and to hear you praising the Lord in your songs. And we should be listening to songs that uplift the Lord Jesus and talk about the Lord. We shouldn't be listening to things that are worldly or sinful. The things that we do should please the Lord. And the way we do them should please the Lord. Maybe you like football and you go to football pitch and you play football. Well, you should do it in a way that pleases the Lord. Not by losing your temper, not by saying bad words when you get hurt, but do it honorably unto the Lord. Whatever we do, the Bible says we should do it heartily, as unto the Lord. Even when we eat and whenever we drink. You know, sometimes we sit down and immediately complain, I don't want that. The Bible says we should eat it heartily. And do that and give thanks to the Lord for what he has given to us. So our language should be different. Our lives should be different. Something else then. We're almost through. Just a couple of more wee things left. Okay. Anybody do PE? Okay. This is for running. Okay. Not that I run very much, I can assure you. But it's for PE. And it reminds me of those times whenever we go outside for sports day and we do the races to see who's fastest in the class. Or maybe you just enjoy going out sometimes to run about for some exercise. Well, in the Bible, there's a verse that speaks about running. And it says to run with patience the race that is set before you. And the Lord has a wonderful plan for the lives of his children. Whenever we're saved, the Lord wants us to live and to follow him. And I always find this verse very difficult because it says, run with patience. And you know, whenever you're running, patience is really the last thing that you really think about when you're running. You're trying to go as fast as you can, not to slow down and have patience. But the word patience means endurance. In other words, keep going. Run and keep on running. No matter what happens, keep running for the Lord. And you do that by looking onto Jesus. How do we look to Jesus? We look to Jesus by reading the Bible and by praying. That's how we keep our focus on the Lord Jesus. And if you read your Bible and pray, then you'll run in the right way and you'll walk in the right way and you'll please the Lord with the way that you live your life. What's this? Sharpener. When do you need a sharpener? Yes. That's right. Whenever maybe it breaks or whenever it gets very blunt and a bit messy, you get a sharpener. And use your pencil and sharpen your pencil so it's nice and sharp to be able to write again. You know what that reminds me about? About the importance of good friends. Because the Bible says that iron sharpeneth iron. And how it's important that we have good Christian friends. You know, whenever I went from my primary school to high school, we had 8 people in my class at primary school. It was a very small school. And we all went to different schools, and it ended up I was the only one who went to my high school. And I was going from a year with 8 people in it to a year with 120 people in it. I was walking into this huge school, and I was a bit worried. And all summer I prayed that the Lord would give me a Christian friend. That the Lord would give me someone who was saved, that I could be friendly with at school, and that we would be able to help each other. And on the first morning, I went to school. We were all sent to the gym, and we had to wait to get our books and to be divided into our classes. And I remember sitting down on a bench, and this other fella came and sat down on a bench beside me. And we got speaking to each other. And do you know that other fella had come from a very small school as well? He was the only one from his school, and he was the only other Christian boy in that year. And the Lord brought him beside me on that first day, and we were friends throughout our 7 years of school, and we're still friends today. And you know, God answers prayers whenever we ask him to provide for us. Maybe you're going to high school this year. Maybe you're going to secondary school, and you're a wee bit worried. You pray that the Lord would give you Christian friends, and they will help you in school. 2 more things, and then we're through. Here is something that we all like to get. A well-done reward, or sticker, or pupil of the week, or playground star, or whatever you get in your school. And we like to get that, don't we? We like when the teacher says, oh, that's well done, 10 out of 10. Super, there's a sticker for you or a star for you. And we all like to be rewarded. Well, you know, the Bible tells us that there is a reward for the people of God. And we will be rewarded for the things that we do. Even a cup of cold water given in Jesus' name, something that people mightn't think is very important, but there will be a reward for it. You know, whenever we're faithful to the Lord, there is a great reward. Coming to church faithfully, coming to Sunday school, reading our Bible, praying, helping out in the work of God as we get older, as we live for the Lord, he will bless us and there will be a great reward for us. Finally, now I know this is all done on the computer, but in my day, this was done on paper. And what happened was in every class, you had a rule book. And all the people that were in your class were on that rule book. Now, you couldn't just walk into school, and you'll not be able to walk into school tomorrow and say, well, you know what, I'm going to go to Mr. Brown's class, or I'm going to go to Mrs. Smith's class today. You have to go to the class where you belong, the class where your name is. And at the start of the day, teacher will go down the roll and they'll call out your name, and you'll have to say, present, or if you're not there, there'll probably be 4 or 5 people shout absent, and then the roll is ticked. And there's a roll book for those who are in your class at school. There's a roll book for those who are in your class at Sunday school. Do you know there's a roll book for those who are in the church, members of the church? And you can be in many different roll books. But the most important rule book is called the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's the rule book of heaven. And whenever a boy or a girl or a mum or dad turns from their sin and asks the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Saviour, then their name is written down on the rule book. And the night I was saved, as a boy of 7, my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven. And whenever your teacher, your Sunday school teacher got saved, their name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And my question to you as I come to a close is your name there? Is your name recorded in heaven because you've trusted Christ to be your Saviour? One of my favourite verses in the Bible, and I think I use it almost every Sunday in Muckerfeld, is Romans chapter 10, verse 13. And it was quoted tonight. Somebody quoted it over here, and it was, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And you know, there's many things that we can't do in life, but every single person in this meeting is able to call. They're able to speak. Boys and girls, men and women, that's what we have to do tonight, to call on the Lord. Lord, save me tonight. Lord, take away my sin. Lord, make me your child. And make me ready for heaven. And as you call, you'll be saved, and your name will be written in heaven. And that means you're ready, should Jesus come or call. That's all that matters. That's the most important thing in life. And boys and girls, if you're saved, you pray that others would get saved too. If you're not saved, come to Christ tonight. Grown-ups, men and women, if you're not saved, then call upon the name of the Lord, for he alone can save you.
Could I thank Mr. McKee for coming and for bringing the Word of God so clearly and simply this evening. I was just thinking that when you get up tomorrow morning and you go out of the house and you look up into the sky and you see the birds, you'll be reminded of the story this morning. And then you go a little bit farther and you walk through the school gates, you'll be reminded of the story this evening. And I trust that you'll remember the lessons and that your name will be written on God's roll book. At this stage, we're going to have one other item. We're going to have the Sunday school choir and the teachers, and they're going to sing "My Jesus Left Heaven's Bright Glory." Thank you very much. That was a real blessing. Now we're going to make the rest of the congregation sing. They've had it easy. They've only had to sing twice. So we're going to stand. We're going to sing together the hymn 701, Come to the Saviour, Make No Delay. Normally after we sing the closing hymn, you remain standing for prayer. But after we sing the hymn, we'll ask you to take your seats for a moment. One very important thing to do before we leave this evening, and that is to give out the prizes to the members of the Sabbath School. Normally we shake hands, but because of COVID we'll not be shaking hands, but we'll be giving out the prizes, and that's what's really important. So I'm going to ask our Sunday School Superintendent just to call out the names.
Now, the children are going to receive gift vouchers for their attendance Sunday school, and I'm going to ask the Reverend Murray to do the presentations. So, children, I'm going to call out your name, and when you hear your name, you come up and get your voucher from Mr. Murray, okay? Phoebe Cameron. Actually, she's not here. Joshua McGaw. Annie McKee, Annie Russell, Noah McCullough, Harry Kyle, Jack McGaw. He's not here. Oliver Dummingen. Jonah Fitzsimons. Marcus Russell. Alice Harvey. Salvina Stewart. She's not here. Where's the bottom? No. Oh, yeah. Jacob Cameron. James Russell. Olivia Kyle. Kenzie Stewart. She's not here. Okay. Hannah McCullough. And Lucas. Seth Harvey. Emily Russell. Destiny Stewart. No. Ruby Dominican. Amelia Kyle. Evie Truesdale. Bethany Russell. Noah Dummingen. Olivia McCullough. Molly Dines. She's not here. Lucy Quinn. Amanda. Ali Graham. Rebecca Watterson. Elise Shannon. Not here. Drusilla Russell. Nope.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Riley Stewart. Thomas J. Russell. No. Joshua Quinn. Ben Buttery. Abby Russell. Sapphire Walker. Jesse McNabb. If I have missed someone out, please, I apologize for that. So if I have missed you out, please come and see me after and I will sort it out. Also, a big thank you goes to Philip and the team in the recording studio. And they put in so much work with Children's Day, and I just thank them so much. Also, a big thank you to the catering team for the supper, which is provided. So please don't go away. And I must not forget my wife and to thank her so much for her help with me for this, with the Sunday school. I just thank you. And also have one more presentation to give out. And just to say a thank you to Mrs. Todd for all her help in getting all the children ready for singing and Children's Day. Thank you so much, Mrs. Todd. Thank you.
Let's just bow together in a word of prayer and just say the supper is in the hall, so if you want to go out of these doors, our brother, the Reverend McKee, will go to the front door if you're not able to stay. But if you are, we encourage you to stay for a cup of tea. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time spent in thy house. We thank thee for every member of the Sabbath school. And we thank thee, they have been a blessing to us. And as we have been blessed through them, bless them this evening. And our Father, we thank thee for thy servant, for the word of God, his clarity. And we pray, Lord, that if there are those here tonight not saved, that they might have their sin erased, that they might come to the cross and know thy so great salvation. So, Lord, we pray that you would accept our thanks for the good things that have been provided. Then take us to our homes in safety, for in the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen.